Oh, this is Radio 2, the light programme on 1500 metres and VHF.
Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Right in the Chicken Soup. So you see, Alfie, I said to me grandad, don't worry, I'll have your garden dug over for the winter in no time. Just leave it to me. So hurry up, Alfie. I want you to get it finished before dark.
Oh, I'm fed up. I'm looking off for a while.
Oh, you don't need to stop work, Alfie. I'll be round with the tea trolley in any minute.
Ah, well, you're too late. I've come out on strike. You get me round here with some tale about fresh air and exercise. I've been digging for over an hour. I've got blisters on me back and lumbago in me hands. I've had enough. I'm doing no more.
Well, that's nice. You won't even help a poor old man to get his new allotment into shape. But you won't turn your nose up at his rhubarb and custard, will you?
Look, you were supposed to be doing this. Your granddad said...
Shut up.
Shut up. You what?
I can hear somebody coming. Give me the spade. Might be my granddad.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I was doing the... They say don't snatch.
Thanks, Alfie. Here we go. Look, I've nearly got it ready for you to plant your potatoes.
Well, they've got long roots. My garden's half a mile away from here.
Hey? Oh, heck, Mr. Higginbottom. Hey, what are you doing here?
Trying to get over the shock of seeing you digging. Has somebody told you there's buried treasure in there?
This is my granddad's new allotment. I promised him I'd have it dug over before dark. But it's hard work.
Well, you'd do a lot better with a bit of help. What are you supposed to be, Alfie, a scarecrow? Why don't you give the lad a hand?
Oh, he can't. He's delicate.
Kid, what are you talking about? I've just been digging.
So this is Jock's new haggis farm, is it? No wonder the corporation let him have this. And the look of it, you'd have a struggle to grow weeds.
He's going to grow hens. Well, not grow them. Lay them. Not him, the hens. Eggs, keep them, he is. Hens, not eggs, you'll sell them.
What are you babbling about?
He's got eggs on the brain, the scrambled. Not the eggs, his brains. Me granddad's going to keep hens because of the price of eggs. Why don't you try, Mr. Higginbottom? It'll save you money.
Sure, I'm not spending my money on hens for a few mouldy eggs. I'll leave that to the wife.
You mean Mrs. Higginbottom lays them?
Yeah, no, buys them, funny boy. Anyway, I never eat eggs. Ozzy and his mother do. I can't stand them.
Is that why you don't go home much?
You what?
Because you can't stand Ozzy and his mother.
Hens, he means. The eggs, what they lay, he doesn't like them. Not Ozzy and his mother, they like them, but they make Mr. Higginbottom sick. The eggs, but he likes them, not the eggs, his mum and Ozzy. Ozzy's mum.
And that's why he doesn't go home.
He goes home, but not Ozzy and his mum. The hens. The eggs. They live in the hen house.
Who? Ozzy and his mum?
Yes. No.
Now, come on, Alfie. Hold out your hand.
But Susan, I tell you, I'm all right.
Look, now that blister's burst, it might have some dirt in it. Now keep still while I put this iodine on. Ready?
Susan, before you give him the iodine, hadn't you better give him something to make him numb so he won't feel the pain?
Hey, now that'll do. I don't need anything.
You mean you're numb to start with?
Yes, ma'am. You'll feel the pain in a minute.
Ignore him, Alfie. Now, for the last time, hold your hand out.
You naughty boy. Hold your hand out.
Get out. Get out.
Now then, what's going on here?
Hello, ma'am. Just Susan and Alfie having a row.
Yes, and I bet I know who started it. Mr. Trelawney will think we're a pack of savages.
Mr. Trelawney, who's he?
He's the park superintendent. He's in the front room with Grandad and Mr. Wheeler.
They're getting the allotment form signed.
Oh, well, I'd better get in there. After all, I am a partner in the egg business. I'd better make sure my granddad doesn't make a mess of things.
Oh, you don't need to worry about Peter here. The allotment will be in good hands.
Aye, you can rest assured, Mr. Trelawney. When I've got it in order, you'll think you're in Kew Gardens.
Ah, well, I'm glad you say that, Mr. Sinclair. As long as you abide by the rules and regulations, you're just the man we want.
Hello, Grandad. Mr. Wheeler.
Hello, Jim.
I thought I'd come in and help you, Grandad. I finished digging the allotment and it was hard work. You've certainly had a good 5 bob's worth out of me.
5 bob? I said I'd give you 1/2 a crown.
5 bob?
1/2 a crown.
Oh, all right, I'll meet you halfway. 4 and 6.
Hey, Jim, hang on. 4 and 6. You're a shilling, it.
All right, then. 5 and 6.
Oh, look, clear off. I'm busy with these gentlemen.
Ah, Jim, do you know who this is? This is the kind gentleman who's responsible for your playground in the park.
Oh, hello, mister. I didn't recognise you, because usually when you're in the park, you have a pin on a stick and a cap on. I never knew you were bald-headed.
You just see we'd have a right little joker here.
Eh? Mister, I'd be all there with me mangle wurzel.
Jimmy, now that'll do. Don't talk to Mr. Trelawney like that.
Why not? He'd be talking to me like that. Beatie, sir.
Turn it up, Jim, turn it up. Mr. Trelawney doesn't think that's funny.
Don't be daft. He was having a joke with me. He be cracking on, he talks like Walter Gabriel, bain't he?
No, Jimmy, bain't he, isn't
he? I'd happen to come from the West Country, my lad. I'm proud of it. Now, is there anything in this form you don't understand, Mr. Sinclair?
No, it all seems very straightforward.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Trelawney. I didn't mean to be cheeky. I thought you were kidding when you started to talk in that daft voice. like you did.
All right, now that'll do. What do you want in here anyway?
Well, I want to know how many hens you're going to have on your allotment.
Hens?
You see, I've worked it all out, and if we have 12 hens laying 2 eggs a day, we'll make about £1 a week each.
Well, where do you come into it? I'm buying the hens, and they'll be on my allotment.
Oh, no, they won't, Mr. Sinclair. 'Tis strictly against the rules to keep livestock on allotments that might attract vermin. 'Tis on your form on the back there.
You what? Well, I didn't know that. Hey, Charlie, you never said anything about this when you suggested the idea.
Well, I didn't know. You see, my bit of ground's my own, not a corporation allotment.
Well, I'm sorry, but 'tis a strict rule. Hens bain't allowed to be kept on corporation allotments.
Well, that be nice, bain't it?
Shut up, you. Now, look, I've got everything arranged. I bought a hen house. The hens are ordered for tomorrow.
That don't seem right to me, I mean. What's up with a fella trying to get himself a few eggs?
Ah, but what about the rats?
Don't be daft. Rats don't lay chucky eggs.
I don't mean the hens attract rats, and we don't want no rats, so that's that. Understand?
I mean, yes. Hey, what about if when the hens attract the rats, we had some cats? Then the cats could catch the rats, and that's that.
Mr. Sinclair, I have no wish to prolong this comical interlude, so I'll bid you good day. You can have the allotments so long as there ain't no ends. Now, I'll see myself out, but I'll be checking up to see you observing the rules.
And a Merry Christmas to you and all.
Shut up!
Well, it stopped you going in the egg business.
And whose fault is it, you and your big mouth?
Father, is there anything wrong with Mr. Trelawney? He seemed annoyed about something.
Yes, something called Jimmy. I bought a hen house and ordered the birds, and now I can't keep them, thanks to this little chatterbox here.
Hey, I've just been thinking of what we can do, Peter.
So have I. You hold them while I belt them.
No. I mean your hens. I've got some spare ground on my place. I mean, if you only want a dozen hens or so, you can keep them there.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, Charlie.
Oh, not at all, Peter. After all, I did put the idea into your head.
Does that mean it's all right then, Father?
Oh, yes. Well, Charlie, come on, let's wade into the Rose and Crown. I'll buy you a drink for your kindness.
Yes. So everything is all right, then?
Oh, yes, we'll go to Harrison's farm tomorrow as arranged. We'll pick up the ends in my van and take them to my place.
Ah, just a minute, Mr. Wheeler. If our hens are going to be with your hens, how will we know which is which? After all, we don't want you helping yourself to our eggs.
Pat, I'll kill him.
What do you mean you're not taking me out for an hour? I dashed back from the hairdresser because you said you'd be here, ready to go at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, but that was before Mr. Wheeler had a cold on the telephone. And yet your granddad asked me to go in his bed. He was, with another cold, like Mr. Wheeler.
What are you talking about?
Don't you understand plain English? Mr. Wheeler's got a cold, and my granddad's got a cold. They came home from the Rose and Crown last night, soaking wet.
You mean they were caught in the rain?
No, they were pouring beer over each other, your daft sister.
Ah, that's right. Not the daft sister, the beer. But the rain, so I'm going to get the van.
What van?
The one that's coming to take him away. There'll be room for you as well.
Here, Alfie, here's the £5. Father said Mr. Harrison will give you 10.
What? £10 for 5?
Hens, you twit. Give me the money, ma'am.
You keep out of it. Well, you'd better get going, Alfie. Mr. Wheeler said call at the house for the keys.
Mother, will you tell me what's going on?
Why? Hasn't Alfie explained?
Yeah, that's why she's asking you.
Well, Grandad and Mr. Wheeler have got bad colds, haven't they, Alfie?
Yeah, through pouring beer over each other. Yeah, I mean, raining over each other, innit?
Yeah, I see what you mean, Jimmy. Look, Susan, they can't collect the hens, so Alfie's going to do it for them in Mr. Wheeler's van.
Yes, and I'm going with him.
What are you going for?
To show him the way to Mr. Harrison's poultry farm.
What are you talking about? Alfie and I have been past there dozens of times on the motorbike. He must remember where it is.
Don't be daft. It's only last month he came out of the bath and had to ask his dad the way to his own bedroom.
Now, remember, Bert, when Mr. Harrison comes out, keep quiet, let me chat him.
Righto, Charlie.
You have got the right sack there, haven't you? You know, the one with a cross on it.
Yes, the others are still in the van.
Good. Come on, Harrison, wake up.
Charlie, I still don't understand. How can we buy this chicken feed at a pound a sack? Sell it for 15 bob and still make money.
Look, Bert, stop thinking. You know it gives you headache.
Well, it all seems daft to me.
Stone me. Look, how many sacks did we buy?
Three.
That's £3 we paid out, right? Now, how many are we going to sell old Harrison?
12.
Now, 15 bob, that's £9. Profit, £6.
Oh, I see. Hey, Charlie, how can we sell 12
sacks when we only bought 3? Because the sample one with a cross on is full of hen food and the others have hen food on top and gravel underneath. Very good for hardening the shoals, gravel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, just hold the sack and switch off your brain.
As I'd say, it's no use knocking like that. Old Harrison can't hear you.
Why, is he deaf?
No, he's gone to Liverpool.
That's all I needed, a comical yokel. Won't he be coming back to feed his turkeys and hens?
No, he fed them at 7 o'clock this morning.
7 in the morning? What a time to wake up the poor birds. One of the perishers don't go on strike. Careful, sir. Careful. You might do yourself an injury.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was imagining all the hens shouting. Come on, girls, let's all stand up and band the egg.
Bert, when you were born,
The stalker who brought you should have been arrested for carrying dope.
Here, mister. You want some end food cheap?
No, thanks. I should go and see Harrison tomorrow.
Thanks for nothing.
Bert, we've got to find a mug and get a few quid. I'm desperate.
Yeah. Well, if we can't, we'll have to get some sort of a job.
Well, not that desperate. Come on, let's get a sack back in the van.
All right. Here, don't walk away like that. Here, give us home with the sack.
Listen, Einstein, I'm the brains, you're the brawn. Get it up there.
Yeah. I think I'm the donkey. Whoops-a-daisy.
Hello, hello. There's a likely-looking mug.
Oh, the bloke with the kid?
Yeah, the one with the big ears and a vacant look.
Oh, yeah.
He reminds me of a geezer I once sold the Tower of London to.
Yeah.
Here, they're going to Harrison's door.
Yeah, come on, Jimmy. This is Mr. Harrison's place.
Oh, thank goodness. I wonder when old Charlie Wheeler's going to get rid of that old wreck and buy a van.
What do you mean, old wreck? It's only 8 years old.
Well, it must have worried a lot.
Never mind about it. Let's just collect the comedy and cut out the hens. The other way around.
Well, you better keep blowing your horn all the way home.
Blow me horn? Why?
To keep the hens flying about. If 10 of them settle all at once, the back end will collapse.
Keep quiet. Hey, there's no answer. Jimmy, go round the back of the house and see if Mr. Harrison's there.
Oh, all right, Alfie. Ooh, it's a right game, these bad hens.
Oh, shut up grumbling. Yeah, I'll wait here in case somebody comes.
Excuse me, sir. Did I hear the lad saying something about buying hens?
Yeah, from Mr. Harrison.
Oh, pity. Oh, that's too bad.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, we was just talking to old Harrison, weren't we, Bert?
Who?
Mr. Harrison.
Oh, yeah. He's in Liverpool. Oh, me foot!
We was talking to him on the telephone. He's gone to see the health inspector. All his birds are sick, aren't they, Bert?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. His hens have got foot and mouth disease.
Foul pest, they got foul pest. Pity, great pity.
All right. Oh, that is awkward. And I've got £5 here to buy them.
Well, it's a great blow to us, isn't it, Bert?
Yeah.
Well, you wanted to buy some hens.
Oh, no, we was going to sell him some turkeys.
Sell him turkeys?
Yeah. You see, we've got a big farm, and we sell our stock to Harrison, and he sells it to the shops and mug people like you. Isn't that right, Bert?
Yeah. We've got 12 shacks. Get off me, Punch!
Bert means 12 gross of turkeys, and of course we've got them on our ends.
Oh, he's not round the back, Alfie. Unless he's covered with feathers and gold.
No, this gentleman told me Miss Harrison's away. But it wouldn't make any difference. His ends aren't fit.
Fit? You don't want him to fight? He's just got to sit down and lay eggs. Why, look at old Mr. Blenkinsop. He can hardly walk, but he still does his job.
Don't talk, Daff. Old Blenkinsop isn't a hen laying eggs.
No, he's a bricklayer laying bricks.
Oh, look, this is the festive season, and I would like to help you, sir.
Alfie, he called you sir. Did he do, Lally?
Shut up.
See, at this time of the year, you don't want hens. What you want is turkeys.
Turkeys?
Yeah, you see, there's always hundreds of people who leave by the bird until the last minute. So if you get yourself a few turkeys and feed them up a bit, well, you could sell them for a quid a piece profit by Christmas Eve.
Hey, all that profit just for selling turkeys.
Well, I like the look of you. You're a very intelligent lad. So I'll let you have 10 of my prize turkeys at 10 bob each.
Eh? Well, 10 at 10 bob, that's 10 tens is 100. And divide by 20, it's £5.
Exactly. Just the amount the gentleman's brought with him. Isn't that a coincidence?
Now, wait a minute. I'm sorry, but I'm not buying any turkeys. You're wasting your time. I came out to buy, and that's what I'm going back with.
You've spent my £5 on 10 turkeys? Of all the stupid, incompetent, idiotic numbskulls I've ever known, you're the worst.
I think me granddad's annoyed with you, Alfie.
Both of you. What in heaven's name possessed you to go out and spend my £5 on 10 turkeys?
Ah, the control yourself.
bad enough, Mr. Wheeler, sitting there hearing you without letting the whole street know.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Kiss him on the cheek?
Well, I'm sorry if you think I've done wrong, Mr. Sinclair.
Yes, Grandad, and I'm sorry if Alfie did wrong as well.
Don't you try and wriggle out of it, my lad.
Father, please.
Why, Pete, don't get your tonsils in a tangle. You won't take things calmly at your age.
Listen, who's talking? Just leave my age out of this, Charlie.
Oh, no offence, Peter, but I don't think there's anything wrong with this turkey out here.
No, it wasn't your £5.
Well, I'm no big business typhoon, but I'm willing to take half them turkeys off your hands.
You are?
Oh, there was something in what that fella said about making profit out of last-minute shoppers. Ah, Peter, I'll have half of them.
Yeah, and I'll take the other half.
There you are, Father. You've got your money back.
Now, wait a minute. You're sure he'll deliver those turkeys, Alfie?
Oh, yeah. But just to be on the safe side, I took his name, the number of his van, and I looked in his driving license.
Yes, and Alfie said if he didn't deliver the 10 turkeys tomorrow, he'd have the police on him.
Aye, 10 bob each, eh? Well, oh, well, maybe I was a wee bit hasty, Alfie.
And they say women keep changing their minds. Father, you're the limit.
Well, but I didn't quite realize
how much she'd make on him.
Exactly. No, I mean...
You mean you approve of the idea, Mr. Sinclair?
That's right, Alfie. So if you want a turkey, Charlie, I'll do a special one cheap for you.
Oh, to keep me trap shut. Thank you very much.
And, Alfie, you can come in on the turkeys if you like.
You mean to make some money out of them? Oh, thank you very much.
Not at all, Alfie. We'll share the profit.
Between the three of us.
Oh, so you want the same share as Alfie and me?
Oh, yes, the same share will do. I don't want to be greedy. Even if I did think of the whole idea.
Oh, I wish I'd never let myself in for this. How much longer are we going to be collecting orders for them blinking turkeys? That's all, Susan. That'll only be half an hour.
Oh, Higginbottom's is a vast house. I want one more order for a turkey, and then you can get back to Sparrow Legs.
Yeah. Well, if Higginbottom doesn't buy one, I'm packing it in. You're wasting no more of my time.
Oh, I like that. I sold one in 2 minutes to Beaky Billington, and then you spent half an hour apologising for insulting her.
Well, it was your fault. Been talking about it before we knocked on the door, calling her Bird Conkum, Pretty Polly and all that.
That was no excuse for you asking her, do you want to buy a parrot, Mrs. Turkey? And then getting all excited and babbling about giving her the sage and onions to stuff in her nose.
Well, it was you laughing.
All right, we're here now, so leave Mr. Higginbottom to me.
Don't worry, I will. I don't want him getting annoyed with me. He's 6'4".
Oh, don't be frightened of him. My granddad says he's all talk. Just a big yapper.
Hello, what's this?
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom.
Hello, Big Mouth, Mr. Yapper.
What did he say?
He wasn't talking to you, Mr. Higginbottom.
No, I was talking to myself. Well, I mean, All right.
Look, Clitheroe, if you've called for Ozzy, you've had it. He's in bed.
Why, is he sick?
No, I am. Sick of him and his blooming animals. Frogs, beetles, mice, the house is overrun with them.
Why don't you try that powder they advertise on the telly?
Don't you be clever with me.
No, Miss Higginbottom means the pets of the house.
Pets? We sat down to a meal half an hour ago, and halfway through a frog jumps out of Ozzy's pocket, right into me blancmange. That wasn't funny.
No, I was just thinking he's been in his pocket since yesterday, and it only came out now.
Since yesterday?
Yeah, when his blazer was hanging up, I slipped it in. I saw it slip in.
Look, before you say any more, you better clear off. Both of you.
Hey, but wait a minute. Well, we haven't told you why we've come.
I don't care. Ozzy's not coming out. And what do you want to be playing with kids for?
I haven't come here to play with kids.
No?
No, I've come here to play with you. Ian, about a bird.
Keep your voice down. The wife's in the front room.
Mr. Higginbottom, would you like to buy a turkey? Cheap.
A turkey?
Yeah, only 30 bob.
Hello. Have to let your grandad draw the pub raffle again.
Now, that isn't a very nice thing to say, Mr. Higginbottom.
I was being funny. Have you no sense of humour?
Yeah, of course, Alfie, you should have laughed. Everybody else laughs at Mr. Higginbottom.
That's right. Hey, what? What do you mean?
said, Higginbotham is the laughing stock of the rules and crown.
Get out!
Are you sure you won't have another wee sherry pipe?
No, thanks, Father. I can see myself snoozing this afternoon instead of ironing.
Well, it'll do you no harm to have a rest, Pat. You're far too industrial.
Ah, you won't change your mind, Charlie. How about Susan and Alfie?
No, thank you, Grandad.
No, not for me. The drink always goes to me, Ed.
Well, there's plenty of room for it there.
Now, this is a friendly celebration. Let's keep it like that.
Well, we've got orders for every turkey but one. And if Fig kept out of it, I'd have sold that to Mr. Higginbotham.
Well, thanks again for that turkey you gave me for nothing, Peter. I mean, you're going to give me. Ha! You know what they say about a bird in the hand?
Oh, don't worry, Charlie. You'll get it. Aye, we've done very well, Pat.
We have indeed. Free turkeys for us, Alfie and Mr. Wheeler, and you've still shown a handsome profit. Oh, we'll do when you get all the money in.
All right, well, all thanks to Alfie and Jimmy. Let's drink to their health, eh, Peter?
No, but you've just finished drinking it.
Have we? Oh, I don't know which is worse with me, me memory or me thirst.
Alfie, come on, you and I'd better go or we'll be late.
Yeah, okay, Susan. Well, thanks for the drink.
Good
night,
everybody.
See you later, Mother.
Bye, love.
Well, Charlie, if your glass is empty, how about another wee drop of whiskey?
Oh, well, I don't want to overdo it, Peter. I've had two already.
You've had three, but who's counting?
Jimmy, will you behave yourself?
Mother, Grandad, the man's here with the turkeys.
Oh, good, he's arrived. Drink up, Charlie, and we'll go and have a look at him.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing him myself.
Well, I'll go and comb the feathers so they'll look smart for you.
I've warned you, behave yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, isn't it exciting? Oh, there's the man unloading the first crate from the van.
Oh, hello there. Well, here I am with your first, second and third.
You are?
First, second and thirds. The birds.
Oh, I see. Is that Cockney rhyming slang, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, come on. Let's get him out.
Oh, just a minute. There's a little matter of the Lady Godiva.
Lady Godiva?
The fiver.
Oh, of course, the £5. Wait a minute. I'll give you the £5 of Harrison's.
Oh, sorry. I just thought I'd try it. I'd forgotten it.
Yeah, well, I haven't. Now, will you please unload the other crates?
What other crates? They're all in that one.
But it's only a little crate. Hey, now, look, we pay for 10 turkeys, and that's what we want.
Well, that's what you've got in that crate. 10 live, healthy turkeys. All 3 days old.
Yes, swindling layabout. You've tricked us. You never mentioned how old they were.
Oh, well, they're hen turkeys. You know that no gentleman ever gives away a lady's age.
Alfio, you great big bottle and jug.
Bottle and
mug.
Look, you're to blame as well. Well, when your mum and granddad find out, what can I say?
Your prayers. I'll see you at Easter.
Oh, no, Jimmy. We've got to face them and take our medicine.
You can take your medicine. Me, I'm going to take a powder.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody, Brian Truman and Ivor Salter. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, me and Alfie didn't get murdered. Not quite. He promised we'd pay me granddad his money back, didn't he, Alfie?
What else could I do with his hands round me neck?
And he wants it for Christmas, so we've got a week to raise a fiver. We'd better get started. Are you ready?
Oh, all right, Jimmy.
Right. One, two. Good King Wenceslas.